Blog Talk Radio.
Rebel Empress here, Locked On Radio, and this is Jazz Max Loved His Sax special. We give thanks to the Most High One that we could actually make this happen today. And I would like to introduce all listeners to Mr. Bobcat.
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Yeah, massive. God bless you. It's nice. I come back and enjoy a good vibe for New Year this year. Yeah, but I got to do some surprise.
Yes, one love to the listeners and all those international listeners also, and everybody at home in the UK. You can hear maybe some ambient techno. Abstract sounds in the background. And these are the works, the arts of the Bobcat himself, Jazz Max. And I just wanted to give him a platform today to, or tonight, to really let listeners know he is here making love to his saxophone. Not at the moment, but we can hear those sounds in the background, like I said. And we just want to know a little bit about how you were inspired to take this beautiful journey in the musical realm, and how you really decided to harness your gift and make it what it is today. And also, I'll let you answer that first.
Oh, that's good.
Love, do you think you could, Bobcat, do you think you could simplify in words how it feels when you're in that zone with your sax, or one of your saxes?
Sometimes it's speechless. The journey's right. The journey's nice. I like this, but I'm still surprised by what comes out. Honestly, I'm just trying to just say I have the health, strength, and energy. Yes, it will. Get that vibe as well. Both things are nice together. Like heart, soul.
Kabbalah.
Yeah. This year, I'm going to be out there more. I'm going to play more strong and more hard.
Who are some of your physical inspirations in terms of saxophone players?
Charlie Bird, you know, he had a hard life. He tried hard, but he made a new path as he was going through what he's going through. That's the thing about life. It's all today. We don't see the choices that we have and what we can make. But we made the right choices. You know, we feel hard is there. That will guide us. That's just how I want to thank everybody out there, too.
And anybody else in the musical realm, like in terms of vocalists or other instrument players?
Well, keep on doing what you're doing and never feel bad with what you got. And all those notes that you might throw away, you never know when the day comes, you have to pick that back up and realize what you got. Keep it all. Put it all understand it at the same time. But give it a couple of days, it would reminisce. Trust me, it will rhyme.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, living here in the city that we live in, how would you say striving with your music has led you to really flourish in it and hold it, keep that beauty in spite of your environment and how your environment has harnessed the music industry for you?
Keeps on going, never go. He's there before me. He's been there before me. He's there without me. But I'll never have a part of it. So people don't remember to my life. There's many artists out there that I love to mention names. When I start mentioning names, trust me, I'm going to start from so many that I'll feel like I lose my mind. But then at the same time, we all have our favorites and we always go and desire what we like. I mentioned Bob, I mentioned, what's it, Ray Charles, I mentioned Janet Jackson, I mentioned God rest of it, Whitney Houston, and many more. Ice Age, it's like we're all from different streams, but we all believe,
Who would you say that is living now you would like to do a track with? Or just record something in the studio with.
I love to try a thing with Wackers to be
honest.
I learned it.
Yeah, the food team.
I trust me. But I'll be like, at the same time, who knows? I would love to do a thing with Janet Jackson. My same way still. I have three nephews that have also been advised me to keep on doing what I do. That time will come when we'd be like, as musketeers, just.
Yeah.
All for one, one for all. That's the moment I would love to be able to say, yeah, I'd love to see it.
That's love.
That's love, man. I mean, family, friends, and firm back again.
So going deeper into your future aspirations, what can you say you're coming with in the new year that's really dynamic for the music industry and music lovers? Any words of encouragement for people that want to come out and see you somewhere or listen to you live?
Silver Bullet, Solo Club, it's in the Colombian bar, it's in Camden, Solo Bar also in Camden, Silver Bullet also in Finsbury Park, which is like on a Monday night or Wednesday or Thursday night, Solo Bar on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, we have a trip. And the Monday, of course, it was Colombian Bar, where you have a style that you want to come and perform on any night, on any of the free places. Trust me, they're open. The swimming pool is Jazz. She'll give you the rest of the recipe.
Miss Jazz?
Jazz.
Miss Jazz, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure the promotion is welcome.
So I'm sure that that's a good vibe. I say bad things.
Yes, give thanks. And also, before we sign out, because it was a sweet and simple show today, because sometimes that's the best music when it's just to the point. You know, so we are Locked On Radio here with Jazz, Max, Loves His Sax, Mr. Bobcat, and we are so honored to have you in our midst. Really and truly a local legend, I know that, and I've heard it with my own ears. And one question for you before you depart. But I'm sure we're going to have you back here on Rebel 9 Ether Radio on a lockdown session. Where would you like to see yourself on stage? So what, it could be any arena, stadium or country. And, you know, where would you feel like the fans in that place would really appreciate listening to you?
The places that I mentioned, those are all the three places that I will perform. Where else would be honor? I get to.
Is there any particular country where you would like to actually get on stage and perform to the people? One to watch out for. Make sure you record it, because I'm sure that there's a dynamic with the atmosphere and, you know, the people and the culture that would really complement your sound, because there's an area to Hawaii that people are hidden from. We don't really get, you know, it would be good to expose them in a different light. Well, I've loved this interview with you. And next time you come, we'd love to hear your saxophone live. Is there any online contact for you, where listeners can hear some of your sound? As soon as you get it, we will let the listeners know. We will be the first to promote it. And, yeah, you've always got a support system here on Locked On Radio. Love to all our listeners. Hope you enjoyed the show. And that's just a bit of, on Locked On Radio, we like to promote local legends, people that really mean something to our building in this community we are trying to establish. One love for the masses, yeah? Keep it funky, keep it soul, and keep it, most importantly, real on Locked On.
Hey, yo, where it is? Free into my sunroof, into my bridges, yard. Put two straps in his face. Talking about, where's the money, where's the money? Blood! I don't wanna hear this type of madness. What sort of foolishness is this? He's alright though, but brothers trying to kill brothers. I can't for these youths today, man. Why these youths want to dub to you, my brother? Shot like blam blam. Why these ones?